today saying, I just come because, when I come to this place, I come expecting God to do something. I expect Him to do something in my life on a daily basis. I expect Him to move on my life in every area that He has. And by the way, He saved me, now He owns me. Amen? I'm no longer myself. I've been bought with a price. And as that video showed, now I'm walking free. I don't walk in the chains that I used to walk in. I walk free. And here's what I want you to get this morning. And I want you to understand this morning, if you're not walking free, if you're saved, listen to me this morning. If you are saved, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, but you're still bound by chains, and my prayer is this morning that you would get to an altar, you would kneel down and you would ask Jesus Christ to break them chains off your life. You can be a saved person and still be addicted to pornography. You can be a saved person and still be drinking that bottle. You can be a saved person and still have that needle in your arm. Friends, this morning I want you to know we get to that place in our life as born again believers, and we must on a daily basis understand that God is the one that is in the rescue business. Friends, this morning, what my prayer is that you don't come to church and lay around and expect to receive help, but you expect to receive a healing when you come. This morning, I would ask you a question. Would you rather have help or would you rather have a healing? A help's just going to get you by. A healing's going to see you through. This morning, I want you to know, since August the 27th, 2007, it's not because I'm a pastor. It's not because I've been called to preach. It's not none of them things, but I have been completely drug free since August the 27th, 2007. Not nothing that I wanted to do, but what God did that day that He reached down and He touched my life when the Holy Ghost convicted me of my sins and Jesus Christ washed my sins as far as the east is from the west. This morning, if you're still bound in something, and I don't know what it is, but if you're bound there this morning, I want you to know you're at the right place and you can be set free. I understand this morning that drugs is not the only problem that we have in the world that we live in. We all are lame and in help, need help this morning from Jesus Christ. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1, the Bible says this morning, Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1, what are you looking for today? What are you looking for today? What are you expecting to get today? What do you need today? You said, my bank account's full. I don't need no money. Praise God. My health is good. I don't need nothing. We're not talking about physical. I'm talking about spiritual this morning. What do you need this morning that you're lacking and you ask God to give you that you can walk out of this place and you can walk free? No charge, no guilt, but free. But free. Acts chapter number 3 and verse number 1, the Bible says, now Peter and John went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asking alms, and Peter fasting his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. And then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered in them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them into the porch that is called Solomon's Great Wondering. Father, I love you and I thank you. Lord God, I thank you that this morning started off different than any other morning. Lord God, I thank you this morning that the Holy Ghost is thick in this place. Lord, I'm praying this morning for that individual that's in here that's lost, dying, going to a devil's hell, Father. If they may be in the house this morning, Father, I don't want to know about it, but you do, and that's all that matters. Lord, I pray you'd put them under Holy Ghost conviction, draw them to a place in their life where they get into an old-timey altar, and they do business with you this morning. Lord, I pray for the saved one this morning that's living like a lost man. Father, I pray you convict him or her. Lord God, drag them to that altar this morning under the conviction of the Holy Ghost. Lord God, when our life has been touched by Jesus Christ, they ought to be a change, and people ought to be in amaze and wonder of what's going on inside of us, Father. Lord, I pray this morning that you have your will and way. I ask you this morning to guard my throat, guard my thoughts. Lord God, I pray that you help me this morning. I pray for an anointing this morning, Father. Lord, I pray they see not me, but they see you high and lifted up. Father, I thank you for the testimonies all over the house. But Father, I thank you this morning for the one that didn't have a testimony. I pray when this service is over, they get one. Lord God, they get it from you this morning, and they can say, I've been set free because of Jesus Christ. Father, I love you and I thank you. Guard this message. And whatever they expected coming in, I pray they receive that going out. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Wow. Whatever they expected to receive coming in, my prayer is I hope they leave with what they expected. Wow. Whatever they expected coming in, I pray they leave with that when they walk out. The Spirit just... If they expected nothing, the prayer is they leave with nothing when they go out. Listen to me. If the prayer was they needed healing when they come in, I pray they leave with healing when they go out. The prayer is if they was bound down when they come in and they wanted healed, I pray when they leave, they leave with chains broken. If they come in wanting, I pray they receive what they wanted when they come in the building. You said, preacher, you don't know my heart. No, but God does. It's sitting now at Peter and John. You know what they did? They went in. I want you to get this morning. They went into this place and they was going to the temple. And the Bible says, now Peter and John, they went up together in the temple at the hour of prayer, being about the ninth hour. And as they went to that place, they seen a lame man that had been laying there since his mother's birth of his mother. They'd bring him there daily and lay him at the temple gate. They'd bring him there and lay him there at the temple gate. And every time they'd lay him there, you know what he did? He expected this. He wanted to receive an alms. He wanted to receive something that would just carry him to the next week or to the next meeting or to the next time they would gather together. He just wanted something to get him by. Friends, this morning I thank God that Jesus ain't something that just got me by. Amen. I thank God this morning that he just didn't get me by. Hey, but he got me over it. Amen. Hey, he just didn't get me by my addiction, but he got me over it. And I thank God this morning he set a fire down in my soul, and he set a fire down in you this morning. And this morning you say, preacher, I've come in this morning. How do I know that I can receive? You will receive what you expected when you come into this place. Whatever you expected, you'll receive it this morning. Look what he says here. Number one, this morning, what are you looking for this morning? We must expect to receive something when we come to the house of God. When we come to this place, we must expect to receive something. Look what the Bible says. And a certain lame man, in verse number two, from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, he asked, and on. And Peter, fasting his eyes upon him with John, and said, look on us. You know what Peter did there when he got to that place? This man had been begging everybody that walked by. Hey, but he finally got to a place that he asked the right person. And when he seen old Peter, he said, he asked him for an alms. And you know what old Peter did? He said, look on up here, boy. Look on up here where I'm at. I got something I got to tell you. Hey, this morning, I got good news for you this morning. If you come in expecting to receive a miracle will happen. Can I get amen? Hey, this morning, if you expect for your family to be put back together, God will put that family back together. If you expect something this morning, if you expect that God can do it, he can do it. Amen. Look what he said here in Peter in verse number 4. Fastening his eyes upon him, what John said, look on us. And here's what the man did. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something. Hey, when he looked up, he expected to receive something. Hey, people passed by all the time. And when they would pass by, you know what had happened? Hey, they'd throw an arm in there. They didn't want to food with him. They didn't want to get involved. But can I say to you this morning, Jesus will get involved. Hey, when it looks dark and it looks gloom, hey, Jesus, he will get involved. He expected to receive something. He had laid lame there all that time. He wanted help. But this man had got to a place where he was optimistic. I want you to get this. When Peter said, look on up here, and he looked up expecting to receive something, he had confidence that he would receive what he needed. Friends, this morning, I got confidence this morning that I have received what I needed from God. I have confidence this morning. I don't walk around and not have confidence this morning. I'm confident that he saved my soul on August 27, 2007. Why is that, preacher? Because I expected to receive something when I called on his name. Oh, this morning, expected to receive something. He was optimistic. He was hopeful. He had confidence. He said this in Isaiah 45:22. The Bible says, look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Friends, this morning we're always, if you're in trouble and you need some help in your life, always look to God. Always turn to God. Always look to what he can do in your life this morning. I love what old Peter said here. He said, silver and gold have I none. Old Peter said, you talking about broke? I'm broke as Joe. I ain't got a penny to my name, but what I got, glory, hallelujah, I'll give it to you. Hey, you know, this morning you don't have to have money. You don't have to have riches. You don't have to have gold. Hey, you don't have to have silver to give somebody Jesus. All you got to do is open your mouth and say, I want you to know, such as I have, I give unto you. Hey, this morning, I want you to know, as your pastor, I don't have a lot, but such as I have, I give unto you this morning. I give you Jesus, him crucified and risen again, sitting on the right hand of the Father this morning. Such as I have, I give to you. If you want freedom this morning, it'll come through Jesus. If you want to be broken loose of them chains, it'll come through Jesus this morning. I love what old Peter said. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I have, I'm going to give to you. I'm going to ask you this morning, would you rather have silver and gold or what God can give to you? You know what? Silver and gold, you'll leave this place. You will never take silver and you'll never take gold with you from this place. You know why? It's not needed in heaven. He's got his own. He's got his own. But I want to show you what Peter did give. He said he expected to receive something. Right now, you're sitting there, and you may have walked in. This may be your ritual. This may be your routine to get up, get ready, come to church, sit down, get up, go back home, eat lunch, do it all over again. Not expecting to receive nothing. I want you right now to think of one thing in your life. If God touched right now, it'd be better. This man had been to church all of his life. He laid there at the gate all of his life. Nothing ever got better. I wonder how many people comes in here every Sunday. Sunday in and Sunday out, and they leave. And they still leave with depression. They still leave with anguish. And they still leave with things on their life that they can't get over. And they still leave with that in their mind that if it wouldn't have happened to me, I wouldn't be in this place. I wonder who leaves every Sunday that same way, not expecting to receive nothing. Oh, we got a preacher that's going to scream. Oh, we got a preacher that's going to holler. Friends, I want you to know this morning, Jesus is something to scream about. Amen? Hey, he's something to holler about. Woo, glory to God. Monday night, there are going to be a lot of Alabama fans be hooping and hollering. Can I say to you, Jesus is more than Alabama football. I just had to put that out there. Boy, I'm going to tell you what God does in my life. He's done so much for me. This morning, I want to show you what Peter said. He said, silver and gold, boys, I ain't got none. Silver and gold, I ain't got none. Everywhere I go, you know what people want? And you know this, if you do any kind of ministry, everywhere you go, they say, I need $100, I need $20, I need $50, I need this, I need that. And you're just trying to give them Jesus. Because you know why? When you give them Jesus, you know what they're going to receive. Let me show you what Peter said. Silver and gold I don't have. And I know you expected silver and gold, but that's just going to help you. I'm going to give you something that'll heal you. I'm going to give you something that's going to heal you. I'm going to ask you this morning, if you had something in your life right now that you said, Lord God, I need it fixed. If it don't fix, I'm in trouble. You know who I'm talking to. Nobody else knows. Not one person knows in this congregation. Maybe your husband don't even know. Maybe your wife don't even know. Maybe your kids don't even know. Maybe nobody. But you know right now, if God don't step in, you've done made a mess. You've done made a mess out of it. And Lord God, if you don't step in, I'm in trouble. When old Peter come up there to where he's at, he said he looked up expecting to receive something. I ask you this morning, are you looking up expecting to receive something from what God can do in your life? Old Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but let me show you what he told him I can give you. He said, silver and gold have I none, but here's what I can give you. He said, silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Rise up and walk. He said, what are you talking about, preacher? He said, silver and gold have I none, but rise up and walk. It said, and he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Peter said, silver and gold have I not, but strength I have through the name of Jesus Christ. This morning I ask you a question. Would you rather have material possessions or would you rather have the Messiah? Think about it. He said, silver and gold have I none, but when I tell you about Jesus and you experience Jesus and you expect to receive what Jesus can give you, he'll give you strength. This morning, if you're weak, get to where Jesus is. He'll give you strength. Let me show you, that ain't all he said I'll give you. He said, when he come up there, his ankle bones grabbed what? Strength. He grabbed strength. He no longer was laying. Look here, though. He said, silver and gold have I none, but what I give you in the name of Jesus. He regained strength. And look in verse number 8. And he leaping up, stood and walked. Not only did he grab strength, but he gained the ability to walk. This morning, when you get to where Jesus is and you expect to receive something, he'll give you strength to walk whatever's going on in your life. No matter what's going on in your life, if you'll get your eyes fixed on Jesus and you'll look to Jesus and you say, Lord Jesus, I need you to move in my life. He'll give you strength to walk it out. But I noticed something else that ain't all he gave him. He said, I'm going to give you strength. You're going to be able to walk. You're going to get a little praise in your life. A little praise in your life. I'm going to ask you this morning, how's your praise right now? If you expect something, God gives it to you, you're going to have a little praise. But if you never expect nothing, what good is it? If you work all week and expect a payday on Friday, that ain't nothing to expect. It's coming anyway because you worked. I'm talking about expecting something that nobody can do nothing about but Jesus Christ. Last week, we was talking about imagination. The woman imagined if she could just get to the hem of his garment. And this man, he expected to receive something. When he looked up, he says here, and leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. I see this morning, what are you looking for today? Did you come to expect anything today? Go have a time of altar call here in just a moment. Here's where we'll be at, I'm telling you. If you expect God to do something in your life, he'll do it. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it shall be open. Seek and you shall find. If you're not asking, you're not knocking, you're not seeking, don't expect it. This man was laying at the right place. He just had to have the right word. And that right word is Jesus Christ. You see, he come expecting something. And here's where it gets good. If you expect God to do it, he's going to do it and you'll experience it. I thank God y'all's testimonies this morning. I do. Man, it tickles me to death to hear men stand up, have deacons stand up and say, I ain't ashamed of Jesus Christ, shouting from the mountaintop. That's a strong church when a deacon will stand up. Most time they hide out and duck down. Most time preachers do. They hide out and duck down. Go to revival services, say, who wants to pray? You look around, every preacher in the place got their head down. Folks, this morning, if you expect to receive something, you'll experience it. Second point is you'll experience it. If you expect God to do something, you will experience it in your life. If you don't expect him to do it, don't even get ready for the experience because it's not going to come. But if you say, Lord God, I know that you can do this. I know what's impossible with man is possible with you. I know, God, you can fix this. And there's somebody here this morning that needs something fixed. You've laid there too long in the shape that you're in. You say, I need a fixing this morning. I need a fixing this morning. Our church is at a place. Hey, we've laid long enough. We've laid long enough. It's time to get up. Amen? And I know you can fix it. And I want to experience it. Look what he said. He said, and his ankle bones grabbed strength, and he leaped up, and he started praising God, and he entered into the temple. This man's been to church all of his life, laying outside, but he'd never been in. When I said that, I thought about the times that I sat in a pew but never went to church. Went to church every Sunday, but never went to church. Went to the house of God, but never went to worship. I sat in amongst them all Sunday every time. I sat there, but I never experienced nothing. Until one day, I said, if you can do what that man just told me you can do in my life, I want to receive you as my Lord and Savior. And folks, I want you to know when I expected God to save me, He saved me. And I've experienced something that has been so, so good. He said that he grabbed up and he walked. No longer did he need nothing there that he had. He was with Jesus. He was with them men. This morning I want to ask you a question. If you expect God to do something, wouldn't you expect an experience to come with it? Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. 1 Corinthians chapter number 2 and verse number 9. He said, preacher, it ain't for me. It's good talking, but it ain't for me. It's wishful thinking, but it's not for me. You don't know what's done been tore up in my life, and it ain't going to be, it will be put back together. Don't you get that attitude of negative, where you're negative on everything. It will be put back together. I'm speaking against Satan this morning. Marriages will be put back together. Kids will come back home. Marriages will be united. Dope heads will quit being that. And drunkards will quit drinking in the name of Jesus. We claim it in Jesus' name. I don't claim that mess from Satan. We've been set free. And 1 Corinthians 2, 9 said, before it is written, as it is written, look at this. I have not seen, you ain't seen it yet. Union Chapel, you ain't seen it yet. If he opens the veil, what he's got for us, and we expect him to give us that, we're going to experience something we've never experienced before. He said, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man. Leave it up for a minute. Here's the problem. I ain't seen it and I ain't heard it, I ain't going to believe it. Well, see, it's I ain't seen it. I ain't heard it, and I ain't going to believe it. I don't have to see it to believe it. I don't have to hear it to believe it. All I have to do is God to plant it in my heart. That he's called me for that duty. He's called me for that service. He has saved me. He's put it in my heart. That's all I have to have. He said, but as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. If you need something restored this morning, if you need resurrected this morning, if you're dead, lost, going to hell, and you know, I'd be in this altar this morning. I'd be getting it right. This morning, if everything around you is falling apart, I'd be in this altar getting it right, expecting God to heal it, fix it, put it back together so I can experience what God would have me to do. But I see something else in the text. Not only did this man get to the place, he said, Lord God, I got to have it. I got to have it. You ever just had to have something? God, I gotta have it. God, I'm sick and tired of this life. I gotta have it today. I can't live another day. You'll experience that. When you get there, you'll experience what God will do in your life. He said that man came that day expecting. He came, he experienced. He's jumped up. Man, he's ready. I'm talking about, son, he is ready. You remember when you first got saved, how ready you was? You didn't miss Sunday nights. Talk to me, somebody. You didn't miss Sunday night. Woo, you was ready to go. Hey, wasn't a ball game alive keep you at home. I'm expecting to go to God's house. I'm going to receive something. I'm going on Sunday night. I'm going to receive something. And Wednesday night, ain't no job going to keep me away from God's house. I'm ready to go. Man, I'm ready. You remember when you used to be like that? There ain't nothing keep me out of the house of God because there's no telling what's going to happen when we get there. Son, I've come in here on Wednesday nights and the roof blew off this place. My wife said the best service. Not the best sermon. She ain't never told me that. Okay, cheer up a little bit. Well, I tell you what she told me. She asked me one time, she said, what's your favorite service of the week? I said, I don't know. I don't know. I wish Sunday morning crowd would get riled up. I wish the Wednesday, Sunday night crowds would get more awake because they're tired. I wish the Wednesday night crowd was calm down a little bit. They're about to run me to death. You see, I'm never satisfied, and you ain't neither. And she said, well, let me tell you my favorite time of the week, Wednesday night. I said, Wednesday night? Why Wednesday night? She said, you wouldn't believe the freedom that's in that place. Well, Council Wednesday, they're unimportant. Council Sunday night, it's unimportant. You know why people cancel Sunday and Wednesday? Because they ain't expecting nothing. They expected him only to do it on Sunday morning. And if I don't get it on Sunday morning, I'm not. He can't do it anyway. Preached a revival one time. I don't know where this is going, but it's going for somebody. Preached a revival one time, and man, we was having a great time. Holy Ghost smoking through that place. I'm telling you, done had about 8 salvations. Started on Sunday night, Monday night, we're going to baptize them on Wednesday, them individuals. And come Tuesday night, I walked in, looked around, didn't see the pastor nowhere. I looked up one side, looked down the other, couldn't find the pastor nowhere. I was looking for him and never did see him. It's time to preach. They got up, started singing. He come out and sat down beside me. He looked like somebody took a bucket of water. He'd been on fire. Like somebody took a bucket of water and poured over top of his head. He looked like a wet duck sitting there. And I looked at him and I said, brother, you okay, man? Yeah, I'm fine. I knew he was lying. He just didn't want to put that spirit on me. Now, I'm thankful for that. We preached that night. I'm talking about expecting to receive something. And you experience it. And then if you ain't careful, there'll be somebody throw cold water on what you got going on. After service, he said, man, he said, the deacons had me in the room railing me out. I said, why the hell are you railing out? Man, they were eating me up. And they wanted to bring you in here. What don't bring me here for? Because everybody's getting saved on Monday and Tuesday. They're only supposed to get saved on Sunday. Y'all think I'm lying. I know, but I'm just telling the truth. I'd call the preacher's name, but I ain't going to do it. And I said, well, I don't know a lot. And I was buttoning my old coat up. You know how these buttons are. We make sure they're tough. I buttoned my coat up and I said, there's one thing they didn't want to do. They didn't want me in that room. Because you listen to me. I don't care what day it is of the week. I don't care what's going on in your life. If you come expecting, you can be born again any time of your life. When you call upon the name of the Lord, I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. He just don't save on Sunday. And I'm a witness to that. He just don't save on Sunday. If you come expecting God to do something, he'll do it. And you'll experience that. And the last point, I want you to get this. Not only did he come expecting, not only did he experience it, but he became an example for all to see. You know why he saved you, Brother J.D.? That you'd be an example for all to see. Brother Jake, you know why he saved you? That you'd be an example for all to see. I want to ask the congregation this question this morning. We just have an altar call. Since you've been born again, can anybody look to you as an example? Since you've been washed, and you tell me you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb, can anybody look at you and say, there's an example of how Jesus is right there? Right there goes you a Jesus follower. Right there goes you a Christian. There is you an example. You see, when this man got right and he got what he needed, he expected it, he experienced it, he became an example. I don't believe that an individual, the Bible teaches it. Let me back it up. It ain't that I don't believe. The Bible teaches that if any man's in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. In 2022, I want to ask you a question. Can anybody look at you and say, there's been a change in their life since they professed Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior? If they're not, there's only one person who can do something about it. I can't. I can't do nothing about it. I can preach till I'm blue in the face, get hoarse, slobber at the ever. I can't do nothing about it. There's only one person can do, and that's you. Even God can't. That's his sovereignty. Even God can't. Now, all you want, he'll put on you all you want, and then some. But when you want to be lukewarm and cold, he'll let you stay. That's all he can do. He said this man became an example. And if you'll look with me here in the verse, I want to share this with you, the example he became. Not only, and look what he says here, and I want to share this with you. And the lame man in verse number 11, which was healed, he hailed Peter and John. He hailed him. He hailed them. The Bible says a three-cord is hard broke, right? A three-cord strand is hardly broken. Why did he stay with Peter and John? Why did this happen? He said, well, two or three gathered together in my name. There I'll be in the midst. This old man had. Let me say this. God was in his favor. Not the odds, God was. He knew he was expecting to receive. This morning, I'm asking you a question. Are you expecting to receive something? And if you're expecting to receive what God has for you and your family, are you ready for the experience and the change? You see, that church I told you about, all they wanted was revival. But come Tuesday, what was a revival had turned into a riot. This ain't supposed to be happening. You know how much it's going to cost to fill up the baptistry? Who cares? Who cares? Folks, listen to me this morning. I've come expecting. Because I've experienced something. And this morning, my question to you is this. What'd you come looking for? If you've come to expect something, he's going to give it to you this morning. You may have come in this morning not expecting to receive nothing. But maybe during this sermon, there's been a change in your life. And you say, I'm expecting to receive something from God. And I want to experience him in a way that I haven't in a long, 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 long time. That I can be the example that he has called me to be. This morning, the greatest, greatest person in your life is the Holy Ghost. And I believe this morning he's trying to draw somebody's attention to quit expecting the unexpectable and say, with God, all things possible. I want to share this with you before we go. I read a story this week of Jennison Franklin. He said this. He said three guys went to play golf. Two wonderful golfers. One that was awful. I'm talking about like me, Brother JD. Awful. We go golfing. They hit it. I say, beautiful. Beautiful, boys. That's beautiful. Jake knocked one way up to the right. Beautiful. Why? Why you do that, preacher? Because I know when I get up, I'm going over there too. But three men went golfing. And the two got up. And they swung. And they hit right on. I mean, beautiful. It's set right where it's supposed to be. The third man got up and hit. The one that was not a golfer and no count, he hit. They couldn't find the ball. They had wrote their names on each ball to keep up with it. And when they got to the hole up there, right before they got the hole, the groundkeeper said, "Hey, man, what a wonderful shot." Said, "We were sitting there watching y'all," and said, "That last man, you got a hole in one, man." He said, "No way. Not me." He walked up and picked the ball up. Listen to it. This is somebody this morning. He picked the ball up out and looked at it and he said, "It's got my name on it, but that ain't me. It's got my name written all over it, but that ain't for me. Let's go to the next hole." This morning, I wonder who's your name. Your name's written all over this message this morning. And you picked it up and you've looked at it and you say, "It looks like me. My name's all over it. But I'm going to keep living as a failure." And you take what was a hole in one, what hardly ever, what's impossible that never happens. And that's what God does. He takes the impossible and makes it possible. And says, "Here it is." And it's at your lap this morning. All you've got to do is take it. Instead, you say, "Boy, it'd be good, but not for me. Number one, I don't deserve it. And everybody else knows me." Can I say it don't matter what nobody knows about you as long as God knows your name? And you take it, you put it in your pocket, and you walk back out these doors, and you'll walk right back in here next Sunday in the same shape that you was this Sunday because you didn't expect nothing. Didn't experience nothing. Didn't experience it. Until you experience it, you will never be, and I will never be the example that he's called me to be until I've experienced God's goodness. Father, I love you and I thank you so much. Lord God, we can walk out of here free. Lord, there's people right now sitting in this place. I don't know what they've had going on this week. And Father, I thank God I don't know. Father, I thank you I don't know. Because all it do is just drive me insane. But Lord God, I can take it to you this morning, and I know by your scripture, by your divine word this morning, that if we're laying in a place that we need to get out of, we can look, Father, and expect you to do something. We'll experience what you do. And we'll be example for all to see. Lord, I pray this morning, whoever it is struggling with something, that they get to an altar and they get it right with you this morning. And then we can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Have your will and way in this service. Most important time, the time of invitation. Lord, I pray right now you remove time from our mind. The clock that's on our hand, get it out of our mind. The programs we got going on after church, remove that out of our mind. The eating places, out of our mind. And just let us feast this morning on Jesus Christ. I ask and beg that in Jesus' name. Amen.